Ladies and gentlemen, Gordon here, KY6V. And the purpose of this recording you're about to hear is in honor of Slav, UA3QGN. Slav was a very special person, enthusiastic, outgoing, talented, and a dedicated ham. He not only showed this in his charisma and talent to our SCARS staff, but showed his talent as a longtime ham dedicated to the hobby and dedicated to our South Cars family. Slav was born on March 27, 1953, lived to the age of 66, passing on February 8th, 2020. Slav suffered a severe stroke in May of 2019, and the results left him in a humbled condition. He is served and survived by his wife, Julia, and son, Serge, in Voronezh, Russia, 300 miles south of Moscow. Both Julia and Serge are strong South Cars supporters and NCS staff members. Slav joined the SCARS organization at the start in 2008. His roles with us were many, but included mastering the NCS position for our intercontinental net, while also holding the position as the SSIN, that stands for SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net, as section manager. We have several short audio clips of Slav on the air for your remembrance. Before I turn it over to George NO70 for his comments, I would like to pass on Kathy's comments on this memorial. Kathy, your net manager, K6SUN, being a teacher, is often involved in school activities as this recording is being prepared. She asked me specifically to add her comments to the program. She said, and I quote, "Slav will be missed forever. In the 12 years of association, Slav and his family not only being a colleague in the organization, they became good friends. I found them all to be warm, attentive, intelligent, and confidants. We communicated quite often with emails and to reach the other side of the ocean. As I said earlier, he will never be forgotten, never replaced, but I suspect imitated often." End of quote. With that, allow me to move on here when bring George aboard, NO70. Would you be so kind, sir, to continue with your thoughts?
Brian Arna 3, Shukagalina Nikolai, Slav from George. Kat Dila, hello to Julia and Serge and Saunichi Pagoda, Sunday Skies for Slav. Slav practiced the highest standards of Russian hospitality. He was patient and kind to me as I struggled to learn the Russian language. Why did his welcoming personality lead me to start to learn the Russian language? Because Slav listened to audiobooks to learn the English language, and we all heard his remarkable improvement in his command of the English language. As Slav listened to English audio tapes of popular detective novels on his bicycle and while walking, we all enjoyed hearing his English show remarkable improvement. Slav's remarkable intelligence quickly gathered more of an English pronunciation as he listened. With such a kind, patient, and compassionate friend, such as Slav, to demonstrate his willingness to help someone learn his native Russian language. And with his welcoming and compassionate personality coming through to anyone who talked with him, we all feel fortunate to have had the blessings and benefit of his company. We shall have a place in our hearts forever for Slav as he takes up his new residence in the sunny skies reserved for him, a friend who gave up so much of his heart to others. Our hearts became warmed for life by receiving his giving nature coming from his heart, not learned, but a part of his personality forever. Sunny skies, Slav.